guys. Welcome back to another exciting episode of All About the FYC. And today's episode, we will be talking about a recap of the Florida Youth Summit, which was the annual, to be exact. And I will turn it over to my co-host, since she was in most of the sessions, to let you in on a few, like, if you ever missed one of those.
Hiya.
What to expect, so.
So, hello. My name's Emma. This was my first ever summit at the Florida Youth Council. And I was in most of the sessions, and what you can expect out of the sessions is, like, a really great message on how to, like, advocate for yourself. I was even in a session on, like, how to vote. And you get a lot from it, and you get to learn a lot. And so if you're coming into it being like, oh, it's just, like, a lecture, like, it's really not, because I gained a lot of information out of it. Even if I was just sitting there to volunteer and help out.
Right. And for those of you, it's basically a smaller version of the Family Cafe. And for those of you who don't know what the Family Cafe is, we will cover that in another episode. But if you don't want to wait to know what it is, you can hop over to Alex's podcast where me and him talked about the Family Cafe. Now there was a dance there too. What did you think about that?
Well, I was mostly sitting there, and Nikki wanted me to dance and, like, get up and, like, interact, and, like, I was really awkward.
Yeah, and I don't dance either.
I was just standing there awkwardly. I was like, hi. And then I had to watch headphones. And then I drank, like, 2 sodas, so that was my night. Dad, I'm kind
of right. Buzzing in the background, that's my headphones. Anyway, as I was saying,
and we had a theme this year. It was the Hawaiian theme with the movie.
Yeah.
Moana. You want to tell us about your experience with the first ever Youth Council Summit with Moana being the movie for the Hawaiian theme?
Well, see, I was just sitting there and eating candy and popcorn, as you could obviously witness. And I really enjoyed the movie. And most people were into the movie. Like, they were singing the lyrics and having a good time. So that's really all that matters.
And there is a way people that are interested to join the Florida Youth Council can join. All you gotta do is go to the website and click the apply button. I think there's an apply button now, so. But I haven't looked at the recent one. There is an apply button now, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
All right. So all you all have to do is click that, and I think just, like, print out the form. Is that what you did?
I did, yeah. That's what I did when I joined.
Print out the form and send it to Nikki.
Yep.
And I think her address is on the form, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, for those of you listening down south, we could really use y'all down in, like, Miami-Dade County. Like, but we could honestly use representation around Florida, period. We're called the Florida Youth Council for a reason, because we help youth and emerging leaders ages 15 through 30 grow into the leaders that will shape this world for the better. And they have to have a disability to be on the council. So I honestly will tell you that you will see a lot of good things and a lot of bad things, but with all fairness, whether you're a minor or you're a young adult, we still could use your input. Whether you're 15 or 20, you're not, as long as you're not over 30 or basically 30 itself, you're not too old to join the council.
We still have pizza and a Coke
system.
Okay. Your voices and your support. We thank y'all very much for listening to our podcast, and we will catch y'all in the next episode. I'm your host, Dakota, with my co-host, Emma, and we are signing off, and we will catch you next time.
Catch you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That's why, you guys, when we ask y'all to fill out the evaluation forms, please fill them out. That's how we get, that's how the state knows how we're doing and all that. It lets the state know how we're doing, and also how it lets us know also how we are doing.
Yeah.
So please, guys, fill them out. Even if you think it's a bother, just go ahead and do it. It's not going to kill you. It'll probably be like 3 minutes of your time. That's all you have to give up. It's basically like three questions with five rating questions. So, like, it's not that big of, it's not that hard. It's not. And honestly, we hope to see a lot more of the youth at the 13th annual youth summit. So, and we hope next year brings in some fresh blood to the council. Our youth with a disability, which from the ages of 15 through 30, please go ahead and apply to the Florida Youth Council, because your voice matters in this. You don't know how many lives you'll be touching, honestly, because I didn't know how many lives I was touching too either, because this year at Cafe, I met a family from Vermont, and they said they love this event. They come every year because it's phenomenal. The Florida Youth Council is phenomenal. The Family Cafe is phenomenal. So, guys, you touch a lot more people outside of Florida than you realize. And it makes you feel good inside to know that you got to help someone.
Yes.
You don't a shadow of a doubt. You want to have that satisfaction that you help someone. Don't ever take that for granted.
I am doing a podcast.